The University of Florida just put on their second annual Florida Agricultural Biotechnology Literacy and Communication Day. We spoke with the chairman of the Horticultural Sciences Department, Dr. Kevin Folta, who organized the event.
Well, the importance of the event was that there's a lot of scientists doing very good science, but the science stops in the laboratory. And today is an opportunity for us to learn more about the effective ways of communicating science to a public forum. And the issue of biotechnology or GMO technology is a perfect place to think about that. Your listeners probably should know that this is a technology that will stay. This technology is here to stay, and even though it's barely used in Florida, there's amazing applications that could be very important in the Sunshine State, whether it's the citrus greening issues, whether it's citrus canker, being able to help with mechanically harvestable tomatoes or maybe tomatoes that resist disease, strawberries that resist disease. These could have tremendous benefits for farmers because you would need fewer ag inputs. And they also maybe would ensure yields with fewer environmental impacts. So those are the exciting things that I think are on the horizon for Florida and things that we should get excited about rather than become afraid of.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Josh McGill.